By Hollywood standards, I was pretty old. I was 28 when I went to Los Angeles, and it had just always been a dream of mine, and just had a job, and I was just living my life. And I was talking to my mom one day, and I said, I just don't want to regret anything. I'm not trying to be big and famous. I just want to see what I can do. And my mom was like, well, what are you waiting on? Go.
What did you get involved with? TV projects, movie projects? Talk about that.
I of course always started doing a little theater because that was my background. I did a couple of soaps. I was on General Hospital twice, doing some background work in films and things like that.
Was your mom proud?
Yes, of course. She was there with me every step of the way. She moved out to California as well.
And talk about how you got this was a Planters peanut commercial in the
Right.
2008 Super Bowl. You were the unibrow lady, and
I
Frankie
was.
Valli singing in the background, "Can't Take My Eyes Off of You," and guys are falling over themselves. They're rapturously in love with you as you walk around with this gigantic unibrow. Just talk about how that came about.
I had the audition the day after Christmas in 2007. When they call you to do auditions, they send out what's called a breakdown, which basically breaks down what they're looking for. And my agent sent it to me, and it was like skinny to the point of being bony, bad teeth, bad hair, literally an ugly person. And I called my agent. I was like, what are you saying? I mean, and he said, just trust me, go in there without any makeup on. They don't know what they want until they see it. Because, skinny has never been my thing. I have actually pretty decent teeth and all that. So I went and they loved me. I had to audition three times because the ad agency thought I was too pretty. And so they put me in full makeup. They made false teeth for me, the whole nine, and I nailed it.
You probably learned a lesson there, maybe even when you're casting a play about you think you have an idea of what you want, but maybe you don't really know until you see it.
Yes, and I've definitely held that, as a director in theater, that in my mind of not having preconceived notions. Of letting the actors bring themselves and going with that chemistry.
We're talking with Krista Woomer, the director of Bloody Murder at Showtime Community Theater. That commercial ran during the Super Bowl. Did it run for a while after the Super Bowl?
It ran for a year and a half after the Super Bowl. It did.
So how does it work with commercials? Do you get royalties when they run? Or?
Yes, you do. I was skipping to the mailbox for a long time.
Wow. What made you decide to come back home again?
I guess I was just kind of done with L.A. Like I said, fame was never my goal. I just wanted to see what I could do. I missed seasons. It sounds silly, but I missed leaves and I missed snow and I miss my whole family's out here. And I was like, okay, well, I've come out. I've seen what I can do and I'm done.
Talk about Bloody Murder, Showtime's community theater. This is written by Roanoke resident Ed Sala.
Yes.
And this has been produced, I guess, some 30 times since it debuted.
All over the world, but never in Roanoke. This is the first time it's ever been done here. Ed is a wonderful playwright, actor, director. He's worked in New York. He's worked on television. And this is a great play. And finally, we get the chance to do it here. No pressure.
And just without giving it away, what would you call it? Sort of a comical murder mystery farce?
Definitely. You can compare it kind of to the old Clue with Tim Curry and Leslie Ann Warren. In the fact that it is a murder mystery, it's over the top, the characters are just fantastic. But there are so many twists and turns in the way that the show ends. I can't even say it. It just makes me so excited. It's just brilliant.
Krista, talk about the community theater scene here in the Roanoke area. As far as, some people, when they think plays, they think Mill Mountain Theater. But talk about Showtimers and just the community theater scene here in Roanoke.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's grown so much since I was here, back before I went to California. I mean, I did my first play at Showtimers when I was 19. And it's just amazing how much opportunity is out there for community theater and the amazing shows they're doing. They all do some of your classics, but also some really interesting new theater. Edgy kind of stuff is coming to Roanoke. It's so wonderful.